This week in Eretz Yisrael, we'll be reading Parshas Emor and in Chutz La'aretz Parshas Kedoshim. So we will try to connect the two Parshas. Parshas Emor discusses the Chagim, the holidays, and in there we have the Sfiras HaOmer. Of course, we're in the middle of the Sfiras HaOmer period. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains, Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on Mem Teh Sharei Tumah. They were down and dirty in the mud, 49th level of Tumah. Hashem wanted to give them the Torah right away, but they weren't ready. And they had to climb out of the 49th level of Tumah to be ready to accept the Torah. And that is the Sfiras HaOmer period, every day climbing up one level. And that's why we count up and not down, every day climbing another level, preparing ourselves, getting ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. This is also expressed in the Karbanos. On the second day of Pesach, we have the Karban Omer, which is made out of barley, which is a ma'achal behema, it's animal food. Klal Yisrael were mentes shari tumah on the level of animals, so to speak, and climbing our way up to Shavuos, ready to be mekabel the Torah. On Shavuos, the Karban is the shtei halecha, made out of wheat, which is human food, going from the level of an animal, stuck in the mud, mentes shari tumah, climbing up and growing to be ready to be mekabel the Torah. Now, growth is not just during Sfiras HaOmer period. This is a time that is misugal for growth, and we are preparing ourselves, supposed to be preparing ourselves to be mekabel the Torah and growing and climbing. But all of life, we are here to continuously grow and come closer to our Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Parshas Kedoshim, there's an incredible medrash. The medrash says, Kedoshim tiyu, you should be holy. Says the medrash, Yachol kamoni, you might think, like me, Hashem. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk continues, Ki kadosh ani, I, Hashem, am holy, says the medrash. Kedushasi lamala mikdushaschem. That means there's a havamina in the medrash that we could reach a level of holiness of Hashem, and we need the pasuk to tell me, no, Hashem's holiness is even higher than ours. What does this mean? I have no idea. But Rav Gedalia Shor points out that you see the incredible, incredible potential that we have. We are created B'Tzelem Elokim. We are a chelek, eloka mimal, a piece of godliness is inside each and every one of us. That is our neshama, and our potential is enormous and infinite. Now when Torah Das brings us down, Rabbi Blue, he brings in another medrash, that when Hashem created Adam HaRishon, the Malachim thought he was Hashem. And they were about to sing Shira, Kadosh, 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 and then we know Adam HaRishon was put to sleep, so that Chava can be created as well. Then they said, well, this is obviously not Hashem. Hashem does not sleep. But Adam HaRishon was created with such enormous potential, the Malachim confused him with Hashem. In the Sefer Ali Shor, he quotes Rav Simcha Zissel Mikel, who says that if Darwin would have seen a Jew named Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he never would have said that we come from monkeys. If we look like monkeys and we act like monkeys, so there's a havamina for Goyim to think that we come from monkeys. But Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was on such a level that no one can confuse him with a monkey. And the truth is that you don't need to be Rav Simcha Zissel Mikel to say such a thing. In the book All for the Boss, highly recommended, she brings down over there that there was a mayor in New York 100 years ago called Jimmy Walker, and there used to be an honor called the Key to New York City. And the Goyishe mayor, Jimmy Walker, presented the key to New York City to none other than Rav Baruch Ber, the famous Rav Baruch Ber, the Birka Shmuel. And when he gave the key to New York City to Rav Baruch Ber, the guy, Jimmy Walker, the mayor of New York, announced, if Darwin would have seen Rav Baruch Ber, he never would have said that human beings come from monkeys. Now, we obviously don't come from monkeys, but the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezayin tells us that we do resemble animals in three ways, and we resemble Malachim in three ways. We eat like animals, we procreate like animals, we go to the bathroom like animals, and in three ways we are like angels. We have das, we speak, we walk upright. And we have these two halves. We have the animal half and the malach half. And there's a tug of war between our neshama and our guf. And that is our job in Olam Hazeh, to fight that tug of war. And that the angelic half should outbeat our animalistic half, and we should continue growing and growing and always becoming closer to Hashem and utilizing the tremendous potential that each and every one of us have.